Hey, my name is Umar. First ever podcast here. Really nervous about this new journey. Let's see what happens. I haven't yet decided the name of my podcast yet. So if you are watching, I mean listening this, well, you could see my podcast name. All right. Secondly, my name is Umar. I already told that. Okay, this is getting weird. I am a student. I live in United Arab Emirates, Dubai. I have a passion of becoming an engineer and also a YouTuber. Love the YouTube society. This podcast will be mainly about the stuff going on nowadays, like my views on it. Like the YouTubers problems and the problem the world is facing right now, you know, mostly random stuff. This is not going to be all about one stuff, but mostly random stuff. The only thing that I'm sure about what I'm going to talk is the problems that YouTubers face, because I myself am not a YouTuber, but I dream of being one in the near future. But right now, I've seen many people on YouTube society that are facing invasion of privacy problems, and they're getting threats from haters. Also, they are the ones who are facing more problem because of the videos they post. Wait, what? What did I just say? Sorry, never mind. They post videos and they get hate on it, alright? Let's just stop there, okay? So I will be addressing those stuff and reviewing products if any company wants to sponsor me, but not yet as of, because obviously this is my first ever podcast and nobody's gonna listen to this, I know. Not yet. I hope in the near future there'll be like good number of views. So yeah, let's start addressing the KK and Baby J channel. Have you seen their new videos? I am their actually fan from their videos from 2015, when I think Karen was 22 weeks. That was the first video I watched actually. I love them. They are the best family according to me. I love their parenting. I know I look up to them, and inshallah in the near future, if I have children and if I want to, if I need parenting advice, which I hope I don't need, but if in case I need, I'll surely be looking up to them, because number one, their children are well obedient. All right, the way they look, the way they talk, the way they move around, the way they communicate is top of the world. Secondly, Karen, she's a really, really, really hardworking woman. Right now, I'm just watching their vlog. She flew off the swing set. I watched their podcast. I mean, I listened to their podcast as well. The Bates, freaking awesome podcast. But the thing is, with every good side, there's a bad side. And the bad side over here is how the haters are getting to them. I still remember back in those days when they first started their vlogging. That time there were not much views, because I started to watch them when she was 22 weeks pregnant. The video that I watched first, at that time I think they already had Jackson, or she was in labor or something. Means that at that time the video was already posted in which Karen was in labor. So I went back and I started watching them from 22 weeks. That was the first video I watched, and then I caught up to the day she was in labor. So yeah, I mean, if you are watching them from that much time, you know what they are really like. Kwa, he's a really hardworking man. I mean, if you see him, he used to work as a realtor. He used to flip houses, and he used to work for his mother's her mother's restaurant, which was Cajun Seafood, I guess. Yeah, Cajun, New Orleans Cajun Seafood. And they were crazy broke. I mean, not crazy broke, but they were not in a, you know, they were not in the moment of having expenses which can provide entertainment for them. They had to look after their child, the newly born Jackson, and they had to look after their house. They used to live in a double story in downtown. As of I remember, they had a small backyard and a swing for Jackson, the cute little swing that used to hang on the tree. Well, yeah, that stuff was there, and then Koa actually surprised the house they're currently living in. He actually surprised Karen in that house. Before he started to flip it, he showed Karen, and Karen really, really liked that house. So later on, he bought it and surprised Karen. At that moment, I think, at that moment, Landon was also on the way, or he was already there. I don't actually remember much. But yeah, and the first starting days were, Koa really liked that, the current Jackson's room. I don't know, I'm sorry, if you are not really into KKN Baby J, this might make no sense to you, but the people who are here from KKN Baby J, yeah, the current Jackson's room, the closet was Koa's gaming center, and the room was actually the office with two MacBooks, and then it became Wyatt's room, then a guest room, then it became Nani's room. Then it became a guest room again, Nani shifted up, then Jackson was placed in that room, and now it's Jackson's room. Yeah, well, so what I'm trying to say is people coming to their houses, that the big issue, the haters too, because right now Karen kind of didn't tell that they bought an Audi. And the haters, they literally drove to their home just to have a look at the Audi and then post such comments that, why are you hiding? I mean, shit, man, fuck you. Why do you interfere in others' life? I mean, you just watch what they want you to watch, all right? That's not a thing that you can go over to their houses, interfere in their business. I mean, might as well go to their bank accounts, open up their accounts and be like, how are you getting this much money, right? So it's their life. You are nobody to interfere in it. What they want to show, they will show. And secondly, driving up to their houses is the most bizarre thing I've heard. I mean, who does that? Why do you want to go to their house? You can meet her in the meetups they are doing in VidCon and YouTube Playlist Live, sorry. And you can meet them in those places. Or I have also before been saw that some people who were visiting Orlando, they tweeted at Karen that we'll be going on this date to this place, and if possible, could we meet you? And Karen absolutely never said no. The whole family actually went out and met them. I think they met them in Disney World. The two little sisters, they met them at Disney World because they tweeted at her that we are over here for the first time and we needed to meet you. They came to Orlando on visit, I guess. So yeah, what I'm trying to say is there are multiple opportunities for you to meet your favorite stars. But why do you choose to invade their privacy? Why do you choose to go and interfere in their life? You know, that's really like the stalker issue is like, you know, really disturbing. You can't trust anyone then. Might as well, they'll have to in the last just close the YouTube business down, because obviously they want their children to study in schools. They want their children to go out and play. And because of this whole YouTube thing, they won't be able to do this stuff. Secondly, her buying an apartment. Really? Why? Why would you say anything like that to her? How are you getting the money? Why are you spending it on this money? I mean, that's her choice. That is her money. That is her choice. She spends it. She burns it. She takes that money out and throws it around. That's her choice. You are nobody to tell her what to do with that. If you have a problem, you get your own money and do your own stuff. You don't have to go around and tell people what to do with their money. I mean, that literally does not make sense. Why do you want to interfere in others' matter? And as much as I want to beat these guys up, whoever they are actually a source of income for Karen and Koa. And thank you guys a lot for watching their vlogs daily and allowing them to earn from it. So if you guys don't know yet, you are the one who is giving them money. Better stay out of it, or enjoy with them like we do. I really, you know, every day I watch them because it will be night over here when they upload. So the next day I'll watch their vlog the next night. So before going to bed, like at 10-ish something. So I'll watch them over here, and you know, it's a stress-free time for me at that moment. I'm like, I'm not in my life, I'm in their life. I'm enjoying all the moments they're doing. I'm seeing the kids grow up, and I hope Karen and Kwa succeed more in their life, and yeah, I hope they all just be happy forever, and they don't get to, you know, face these kind of problems. This world, man, really. I mean, I'm not proud of it. I'm not at all proud of all this shit going on here. Oh, let's see what's the time right now. Yeah, so the thing is, please guys, please don't spread hate, spread love. You don't like them, don't watch them, unsubscribe, block, delete. Yeah, do whatever you want, but don't spread hate. They're doing this for their kids, they're doing this for themselves, not for you. They want these memories to be there in their life. YouTube is a platform where you just post videos and it will be like a memory for you. But you all are destroying these memories by commenting hate stuff on the videos. I'm not talking about only KK and Baby J, I'm talking generally. Don't spread hate. You don't like them, don't watch them. You know, there are a lot of YouTubers I don't like. I'm not gonna say any names, but there are a lot of YouTubers I don't like. I feel that they are promoting fake stuff. They are faking their content just for the sake of the money. Okay, they are doing that. It's their wish. That's why. It's their wish. Let them do. I feel like YouTube should be a place where you have to show your talent. What you are good at. Like Koa is good at editing. He shows that through the videos he edit. Karen is good at working out. Look at her. Did you see? Do you think that she is a mom of three little babies? Yeah, and Kwa and Karen are really hardworking. Yeah, so they show that. And mostly these videos are just for them, just to look upon it back when their children are old, when they are old, and when they just want to look how they used to survive back then. These are the things that are, you know, a memory. And by commenting on it like hate stuff, it just promotes negativity around the whole society. Let's take for instance Roman Atwood. Do you see how he has made his channel into a place full of positive things? Exactly. Smile more. It's that simple. You don't like it, watch something else and smile looking at that. You don't like that, watch something else and smile on that. Just smile. Why promote negativity? Okay, you don't like them. I understand you don't like them. Again, you don't like them, don't watch them. Why are you promoting negativity? Why are the YouTube mommy drama something site? I swear the site should be, you know, closed down or something. What kind of site is it? Let's see. YouTube mommy something. I don't know. YouTube mommy drama. Yeah. If you go on that site and if you just search for KK and Baby J, you're gonna find a whole thread, a whole forum. And the people, what kind of negativity they show? Let's see. KK and Baby J. Yeah, KK and came. Title suggestion: KK and came from broke is such a joke. What the fuck? Why is it such a joke? You don't watch them, so you haven't watched how fucking hard work they have done to be where they are. Alright, Karen used to beat her ass every night too, because most of you will not know, but Karen used to be the one who used to edit before Koa started. So Karen was the one who started the channel. She was the one who used to edit this, and at that time Karen lost her job as well. She was pregnant at that time with Jackson and she lost her job. She used to edit, and what else, she was the backbone to this channel. The channel at that time was known as Karen and Kit. So yeah, because Jackson was not yet named, they did the naming ceremony later. Whatever. Yeah, they came. They were broke. All right. Next up, KK. Oh fuck this man! I won't even read it. Shutting the Forgotten Child? Really? What does this have to say? I don't know if it's just me or what, but I feel like poor baby Shutton is just left laying around all day. Babies this age needs stimulation from others, yeah, right? They never play with him. His head is flat from being left there day after day, and honestly, he doesn't seem like a happy baby. My five-month-old smiles constantly, and Shutton hardly shows a grin ever. So strange. I feel bad for him. I think Karen got pregnant the third time for views and money. And that's all she cared about. Hats off to you, KTY1995. First off, Shutton is always in the hands of Kwa. Alright? Most probably, he's the most favorite child of Kwa. Again, most probably. I know everyone has their own counts. Everyone's children are equally loved. But if you look at it, Shutton is always with Kwa. Kwa loves him. And Kwa, he's like always constantly holding him, kissing him, smelling him. I mean, what the fuck? How can you say? I don't know if it's just me or what. But I feel like poor baby Shutton is left lying around all day. Are you an idiot? Okay, babies this age need simulation. They never play with him. They never play with him. Wow. Fucking dickhead. Karen and Kwa, they get their time with Shutton. They get their time with Jackson. They get their time with Nene. Landon, alright? So, everyone, they have like a cycle. In the morning, they one wakes up, they will play with him. At the evening, the other goes to sleep, and the other wakes up, they play with him. And then in the night, the last one, there's actually a cycle, okay? When one will be awake, the other two will be sleeping. There's a cycle like that at a point in the whole day. So they'll play with him, and not everything is shown on camera, okay? Next up. What is up next? Jump to... Oh, damn. What the hell is this? YouTube mommies. 8 passengers. 2011 teenage mom. Aryan Williams. Becca Baby Doll 2011. Bonnie Ho Ellen. Brittany and Baby. Brit Space. What the fuck? Candid Mommy, Chloe, Cullen, Other Griffin, KK and Major, Jess Fam. Okay, baby? Are you kidding me? There is all the mommies in the YouTube society. Everyone is listed over here. And you could just go on it and... Fuck this. Fuck this. This is not great, guys. I hope there's a way to get this site to close down. KK and the Creepy Fiancé? So Karen unintentionally confirms on Twitter she's 2 months. Sounds like they did have some TTC fun on their birthday date. I honestly think that Kwa's fangirling thing was kind of funny at the beginning, but now that he took it to a whole other level. Oh my god, if I was Karina, I would be like, dude, I'm here, calm down, it's me and I'm real. Just like you, lol. Agent London's birthday coming up soon, they have hardly said. You know what? These all things are shitty and I'm just gonna close it like that. Fuck them, alright? These people, they have no job, they're fucking jobless. They think they can control others by just posting negative comments. They think they are the superior. And they just want to fucking, what should I say? They just want to gain attention, alright? They just want their comment to be seen, to be liked, to be, you know, there are good people too, Alright, if you go around on Karen's, Saturn Realty looks like whatever, I live in Chicago, Four Seasons a week, whatever. Yeah, there are like so many good people in this world. Why can't they be like them? Why can't the negative commenters become positive ones? Why can't they find something nice to comment about? Why, you know, everything has two sides. There's positive and there's negative side. If you watch the negative side, just try a little hard to see the positive side and be happy with that. Right? Just to try to live in the moment. Don't ruin it. That's all I have to say for today. Next on, let's see. I don't even have got any podcast name. Let's see. Let's find a good podcast name for us. Yeah, guys, I'm literally a small guy. I'm a student. Just wanted to address this stuff. Just show some love, please. Don't spread hate. You don't like my... don't spread hate. If you don't like my podcast, you are really, really, really welcome to skip it. You're really welcome to fuck the shit out of your mobile and delete my podcast from it. Block me. Do whatever you want. But spreading hate is not... spreading hate is not the way you solve your issues. Alright, so creative podcast name. Let's see. 99% Invisible, The Moth. Okay, Warning iTunes Apple Podcast. Tim Ferriss Show, Joey Rogan Experience. Hostile World, no. You know what? Let's call this Omer Dervarshu. What do you think? Do you want to call it Omer Dervarshu? Let's see. Hostile World, yeah. You know, there's nothing much greater over here. You know, Dead Air, it's the most difficult thing to overcome in podcasts, so yeah. Yeah, guys, shameless promo, go watch Bates. It's absolutely amazing. It's not watch, listen to Bates. It's absolutely amazing. It's on Spotify, iTunes, and again on Anchor. Thank you so much, Anchor, for providing a platform like this for us. So, yeah, I can't seem to get a podcast name, but King Shaper's Playformance... Alright, let's just name this Killer Blonde Show, okay? So, thank you for joining me. Again, I love you, KKN Baby J, stay strong. I love you, KKN Baby J Army. I love you, Jacksonistas. Love you all, even the haters, I love you. If you need to talk about anything, tell me somehow. I don't know how, but somehow. And hope to continue this. All right. Love you. Bye.